Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and
Dr. Richard Tooley.
Welcome to Education Currents. You know, the arts are such an important field of study that we often have artists on this show. And today we're talking with Chris Whittington. He is a Texas-based singer and songwriter, and recently he debuted his CD, Bright Portal. The interesting thing about Chris is that he is a successful businessman. He is founder and owner of Whittington Steel, a Texas-based steel company. I thought that was so interesting. He has collaborated on Bright Portal with fellow Texan and a CCM pioneer, Kemper Crabb, from Archangel and Cademan's Call. Bright Portal is that collection of melodic, guitar-driven tracks with symphonic overtures and lyrics. Whittington has been featured on the PBS Christmas special Down in Yon Forest. The popular special was viewed by more than 165 million people. You know, see how God uses us in whatever vocation he's put us, but he takes that art. It is a universal language. Whittington has shared the stage with Cademan's Call, as well as Kemper Crabb. The singer-songwriter is part of a creative community branded as Colony 3. Whittington counts Kemper Crabb, David Bowie, Peter Gabriel, and Led Zeppelin among his musical influences. Whittington and his high school sweetheart, Joanne, have four adult children, Lindsay, Lauren, John, and Leanne. And the couple celebrates 36 years of marriage. I just have to think about those people who are reaching middle age and older. You know, God has given you a gift to share, of which we would all be impoverished if you didn't share it. So follow your dreams. Look at Chris Whittington. Somehow, Chris always brings a spirit of unity and fresh air to his ministry. As you listen to Sing with All the Saints, you will indeed love this collection, a deep reverence and a melodic joy from a very humble servant. We need more of this type of music. You will notice that his music flows with the lushness of Eden, and we know that we're not there yet, but it helps us look forward to that heavenly day. Let's listen to the song.
Sing with all the saints in glory, sing the resurrection song. Death and sorrow, worth dark story to the former days belong. All around the clouds are breaking, soon the storms of time shall cease. In God's likeness we await.
Joy conceived.
Now let's go to Dr. Tooley and Chris Whittington's interview in progress.
Welcome to Education Currents. My name is Dr. Richard Tooley, and with me here today is Chris Whittington. And Chris, let's begin, because you have kind of an interesting story here for me. A lot of times we're dealing with musicians, and that's all they do. But that's not all you do.
Right.
So we'd like to get a little background information from you about your life, your avocation, your vocation, how you got the two to mix together.
Well, that is quite a question, Richard. And first of all, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be with you here today. How did both of those happen? Well, I was born at a very early age. It's a joke. thank you for laughing.
You got to have a soundtrack here somewhere.
That's right. You know, music basically is like air to me. It really is. And that's a very cliched thing that every musician that I know will tell you that exact same thing. So there's nothing unique about that. But it actually happens to be true. And for every musician that I know. At the same time, you know, serving God and attempting to and to glorify Him in everything that I say and do and undertake is really at the center of everything that I attempt to say and do and, you know, and live my life. That certainly encompasses my music. It encompasses my business. It encompasses the education that my wife and I sought for our four kids, who are now largely grown, although not out of the house completely yet. Kids, please work on that. But that's really been at the center of all that I've, you know, attempted to do in my life. I have failed miserably more often than I would care to admit, being the sinner that I am. But the grace of God has been greater than my sin, fortunately, for myself and my family. So, I don't know, hopefully I've given you some kind of an answer to your question. I mean, there's a lot more to fleshing that out, of course.
But. Yeah, and we'll begin to delve into that. So we're going to have to break here for a moment.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure and like Education Currents on Facebook and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas. My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
Well, welcome back to Education Currents, and I'm here with Chris Whittington. So what came first for you? Was it the music, or was it establishing a base of which to live by?
Another loaded question.
I'm good at that. I like loaded questions.
Yeah, you are, sir. These are great questions. You know, basically, when I was around 16, 17, 18 years old, I had long since made the decision that I wanted, my desire of my heart was to be a full-time working musician, earning a living and supporting myself by playing music, creating music. I, at that time, looked around at my friends who were also attempting to do that, living out of their old broken-down cars, on their parents' couch, what have you, and basically said, that's not really for me. And I didn't see that as being really conducive at the time to my getting married, having kids, also things I wanted to do. So basically, I decided to, at that point, to make music more of an avocation, if you will. I don't want to say subpar to what I would do to make a living, but it had to become, you have to make choices in life, right? We all do, and then you got to live with them. And so I decided that I would seek, I was very good at talking, very good at sales, so I went to work for several different businesses over the years doing that, which eventually led to our starting our own business, my wife and I, Whittington Steel in Houston, Texas, shameless plug. And
We accept plugs.
And yet all the while I've been a worship leader in several different churches in the Houston area, have supported artists like my great friends Kemper Crabb and Frank Hart in their music, their artistry. And, basically, and I'm sure I'm getting ahead of you, and I apologize, but, eventually we made,
good.
Well, good. We the kids are grown now. My baby girl is 21 this year, I believe, and probably wrong, and I'll get in great trouble for that later. But she's out of the house, and it kind of became a thing where we could dust off, I don't know if I want to say dust off dreams, but to a degree, I guess that's true, in terms of being able to pursue music much more aggressively as a bigger part of my life and as a career.
Yeah, and it's rather interesting, too. So, the steel thing caught my attention. My son is a blacksmith and a welder.
Oh, that's cool.
He's
doing the real thing.
Oh, he loves the blacksmithing. That's
I just sell the stuff. He's making it.
Yeah, he has to go to people like you to get the metal that he...
Well, but he's being very creative with it. Yeah. That's fabulous.
So that caught my attention because he really loves... He loves working with steel.
Yeah, because he's being creative, isn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds his outlet that way.
Yeah.
So
that's fabulous. I've seen some great work. I bet. How long has he been doing it?
He started when he was 16. He said one day, I want to be a blacksmith. So he didn't want to horse shoes because he, put shoes on horses because he doesn't particularly care for the horses.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
what else can I do?
Bad.
Yeah. Scratch that one off.
So I took him out to a old-timey place where they practiced blacksmithing and let him go to work with the guys. And at the end of the day, he was still in there when they were all tuckered out. And the rest is history.
So that's a fabulous story, Richard. I know that you're supposed to be interviewing me, but I really enjoy that. In this day and time, we think we've bought the idea that everybody must have a college degree, and I don't believe that's true. I don't know. Maybe your son has one.
No, he doesn't.
Then he really is making the point. You got him the opportunity to develop what he expressed he had an interest in. Dude, that's great parenting. And now he's pursuing it full time, and he's happy. He enjoys his work.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
And that's part of, I'm sure, of the things that you went through when you made your decisions.
Yes.
How are you going to deal with your family? How are you going to balance family, career, and what you love to do?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. As you can imagine, being a musician, you play in strange places sometimes and late nights. And my wife, Joanne, who is just the most fabulous woman I've ever known, has been, very long-suffering and putting up with a lot of late nights and weekends gone and that sort of thing. I've balanced a lot of that with leading worship at church, something that I just adore to do. And that God has graciously allowed me to do quite a bit in the last 30 plus years. The point being, balancing in that I could sit with her in the pew, during the sermon on Sunday mornings and then, jump back up to finish the service out. So she got me, on Sunday morning, she'd get me back much of the time. So that's one way that we've been able to balance some of that out.
So as far as your music style, what style do you have? Is it a mixed genre? Are you creating some blends? Who was your influence?
Yes, and you're very perceptive in that, sir, if I might say. It is a mixed set of styles and a blend. I don't know if I want to go so far as to say that we've created a hybrid. I don't know that that's true. But it is very much mixed styles, pop music, rock music, what's commonly called world music. You know, we have a lot of influences of Middle Eastern instruments and North African instruments, things which Kemper Crabb, who produced the record, and I both dearly love. So, you know, it really is, that's perceptive. It is a blend of styles.
It does make it kind of interesting, something different for people.
You know, and that's the thing. At this point in our careers, we really make music to please ourselves and to keep us from being bored, which most musicians which stick with making art at some point, you know, end up doing. Hopefully it coincides with making something that's great and is appealing to people. That's not always the case, but Lord willing, we've done that and with Bright Portal, our EP.
You mentioned some of the information of Led Zeppelin and David Bowie having an influence along with Kemper Crabb.
Yes.
How do they influence you? I mean, it's like you're getting quite a wide spectrum here.
That's true. I do have, I guess you call that eclectic taste. I don't know. I just know what I like. You know, I try not to be pretentious about it. I hope I'm not. I do love a lot of different styles of music. You know, I grew up, I loved Yes, you know, commonly called, you know, that's prog rock or art rock in some circles it's called. Bands like Yes. And Pink Floyd and Genesis, big influences. David Bowie, you know, although clearly not a Christian, you know, it's just a true thing. I'm sure you've experienced, Richard. God gives talents to men.
Yeah, and David Bowie, he can't say enough about his talent. He's very, very talented.
Absolutely. And talk about someone who's been incredibly influential. I mean, almost on the scale of the Beatles in terms of art, of culture, clothing, you know, design. I mean, this guy's just had his hand in everything, music being one of the elements, and certainly my favorite one, you know. But yeah, what an incredibly talented person.
And
he's taken the talents that God, whether he realizes it or not or will acknowledge it or not, doesn't matter, right? God gave him those talents. God also gave him the will to develop those talents to the point where he can make art that glorifies God, because
yeah,
it's excellent.
I think it makes quite a statement, too, about God when you think about it.
Yes.
God is no respecter of the person.
Absolutely.
And it was not because...
Because we're all made equally in his image.
Yes. And regardless of who you are, he gives you those talents regardless of how you treat him.
Yes. That's right. That's exactly right. There are consequences for our bad behavior in this life and the next, as we know.
Yes.
But that's kind of a separate issue from the fact that he has made us in his image, and he meets out talents as he will to us. And again, you know, we're responsible to develop those talents to his glory. So, and that's true for the just and the unjust. I think sounds like you have the same understanding I do.
Yes, it speaks to the sovereignty of God.
Absolutely,
and actually speaks to the love of God for all.
That's right.
Humanity.
That's right. You know, amen. There's a sermon there, Richard.
Yeah, we have the capacity to reject that.
But, right.
You know, we can't reject the gift that Jesus gave us.
Amen. That's right. And fortunately, it's irrevocable.
Yes. And that's the wonderful thing of it.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure glad God doesn't sit there and jerk me back into someplace hot because I do something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And give me what I deserve.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very grateful that he doesn't give me what I deserve. Every day I try to remember. That's actually the first thing I get up in the morning. I'm sure, like you and most people, I spend some time every morning in prayer. And I start out by thanking him. God, thank you for making Joanne and I, my wife and I, for giving us to one another in marriage, pardon me, I get a little emotional, for making our four kids and loaning them to us. They don't belong to us. They're on loan. Okay?
Pretty short period of time, too.
That's it, sir. You know, and they belong to him, as do we. And thank you, God, most of all, for giving us not what we deserved, an eternity in hell, a place more horrible than I can possibly imagine, and instead giving us a far greater fate, one which we will never earn or deserve. for one moment or the shortest period of time.
That's right.
You know, but we look forward to that in the life after this, and for the privilege of knowing you and walking with you now in this life, even being called friend by you. That's incredible.
Yes.
I can't believe it's true.
Yeah, I've asked people
but it is.
Before. I said, can anybody show me in the Old Testament where God said to call him Father, or where somebody called God Father? It didn't happen until Jesus said, you shall pray like this.
That's right.
Our Father.
That's right.
And what
when
a
he taught us to pray.
What an absolute privilege to call the God of the universe Father.
Father. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And even friend by his only begotten Son.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Like, I'm so far away from deserving that, you know.
Well, we are coming to the end of our time together, and I really want to thank you for being with us. Could you tell us where, if our listeners would like to, how they could get in touch with you or how they could find out more about your album?
Well, thank you for asking, Richard. I have a website, which I just started blogging recently on. I know everybody has a blog. It's a big deal. But I started blogging recently, and my website is basically www.chriswhittington.com.
Okay. So I would urge our listeners to go to www.chriswhittington.com, and they will find out information about where they could hear your music, where they could pick up the CD.
Yes.
And then what your future is.
Yes.
What your future plans are.
Right.
So.
Right.
We won't have time to go into the future plans, but we're going to sure get them going there to see that.
Thank you for that, sir. It's been my great privilege to be with you today.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.